brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have open phones now for the next 2 hours, interspersed with news, video, and audio clips. We're going to be breaking down and analyzing here together today. You've heard a lot of the issues I threw out in the last hour. Ron Paul banned from the next debate. Was the system so scared of him because he doesn't support an attack on Iran? That's admitted. Just unbelievable. We have the bill passing that the military can operate domestically on the streets. Told you that was coming forever. They've been training. And you know what the training's for? Going block by block, sector by sector, taking your guns. Does the military have any idea, no matter what PSYOP they run, to have an excuse, what's going to happen when they try that if 1% of gun owners fight back? Well, that's the globalist plan. They want to start a civil war. In fact, I should give the number out and ask military. In fact, stop right there. I already see the phone lines loaded pretty much instantly. Stop right there, John. I said I was going to have open phones, but after we go through these first five, or six that are on the board right there. The Genesis phone system only has six phone lines. They should have more. Ours has like 100. It's digital. But side issue. I want to hear from current military. After I take these five calls, whoever gets in now, that's fine. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from current military. I want to hear from police. I mean, now's the time. Are you so cowardly, some of you, that are current military or police, to call in and tell us? Because now everything I've talked about's another horrible chapter has come true because I've studied them. It's admitted. Don't you understand how frustrating it is? That's why I yell and scream. This is real. These are criminals. These are bad people. They're destroying our civilization. We have responsibility as men, especially, to be involved and be informed and face these people. Everywhere I go, people thank me for what I do, and I look at them and I say, you do not thank me. It's just like in the old 30s and 40s movies that Indiana Jones was a remake of, that genre of the archaeologist adventurer movies, and in every one they're in some temple and the walls start closing in on them, or water starts coming in, or sand, or the ceiling starts collapsing with spikes. There are a lot of temples around the world that actually have stuff like that in them. And it's like I'm in this cage, the ceiling's coming down on me, spikes are coming out of the ceiling. Historically, I saw when it first started to move and warn people. Now we're down to about 2 feet. The spikes are touching us, and I'm saying, folks, we got to get out of here. We got to reverse this. We got to find the lever in here that reverses this. There's always a lever. The leverage, taking action, getting involved, never stopping, believing in yourself, praying to God, repenting, taking action, trusting God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. And people are like, thank you for your courage. Courage? I mean, if I was out on an ocean liner and in an iceberg and I got my family into a life raft, it wouldn't be courage that I'd climb down and put them in a life raft. It wouldn't be courage to be in this system warning people and fighting it. It's called self-preservation. Do not thank me, because in thanking me, you're saying I'm extraordinary. You're saying it's special what I'm doing. You're saying it shouldn't be. It is special what I'm doing. I've been dedicated. I've built something big and powerful thanks to your support. We've built this together. But it shouldn't be extraordinary. It is not, oh, thank goodness Alex and Ron Paul are there. Folks, we're all in this. That's what's so frustrating when a cop or a military person is serving the New World Order through the brainwashing template download they've been given, is that I know they're being destroyed by it. They may think they're serving the system. They may think the system's good. They think they're on the winning team. You're not. You're in this with us. It's ridiculous. Once you break your trance, once you can see this, it's so obvious. How did you not see it before? Join reality. Join goodness. We can turn this around now.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are taking your phone calls right now, dealing with the fact that we are on the edge of a large regional war that could easily turn into World War III. The majority of top analysts believe, including the former head of Mossad, who Benjamin Netanyahu got rid of a year ago because he thought that it was bad to attack Iran at this time. So anybody that attacks people like Ron Paul because he doesn't want a new war, the majority of Israelis are against it. His former army chief, the former head of Mossad, said don't do it. He's in the news again today saying it's going to cause a catastrophe. The Russians have delivered 76 supersonic, giant, high-tech cruise missiles to the Syrians. The UN has declared Syria a civil war zone, and there's talk of a new humanitarian bombing. Al-Qaeda has publicly now, by the thousands, been injected out of Libya. Real Al-Qaeda. Into Syria. And the general public cannot find Syria on a map. They just know that they hide under tables at night from Al-Qaeda. And you tell them, well, the government's funding Al-Qaeda. They're like, why are we giving our rights up? Why are they saying the army has to be on the streets and has to secretly arrest citizens because Al-Qaeda is out there, but then Al-Qaeda works for them in every case in history? the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. Here's Newsweek. Huh? Hey, the head of the embassy said they were ordered to let Al-Qaeda into the country. They were really CIA. The underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government. Huh? Amir al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, dined secretly at the Pentagon. Fox News. Huh? What's that mean? I want to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. Hey, the manuals say nothing about Al-Qaeda. It's all about libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners. Do you get it's a corporate takeover using the excuse of terrorism, which they manufacture, provocateur, and allow? Huh? Well, you just keep saying, huh, because it's fun to go, oh, it's popular to like Herman Cain and be conned. It's popular to like Obama. It's popular to like Newt Gingrich. It's popular to get into hating Al-Qaeda and to be a bunch of idiots. While we're busy hearing about Herman Cain and debating whether or not he was having sex with that woman, watching that woman's body language, she's 100% credible. And that doesn't even matter. Herman Cain now admits that he gave her money for almost 14 years. Rent money. Oh, because she was a friend. Anyone who believes that is an idiot. A total moron. And I hear all the right-wing hosts endorsing him and saying it's. I'm sure he was just helping her. He's got such a big heart. Oh, he helped her all right. And helped her get her clothes off over and over again. And he loved helping her so much, and it's quite normal to keep a 13-and-a-half-year secret cash every month to a woman from your wife. I mean, if my wife caught me giving a woman money for 2 months, it'd be, honey, I just felt sorry for her. I was giving her rent money because I love her. I mean, I was being friendly with her. I mean, and I hear these women calling in going, I like Herman Cain. I believe him. Idiots, wanton. See, once you give in to grand delusions, willful delusions, great delusion, the Bible talks about it. Once you train yourself to buy ridiculous lies, you just buy them all. And these people get off on it. They like having their dollar devalued. They like losing their jobs. They like the New World Order. They like checkpoints. They like pot-bellied pedophiles grabbing their children's genitals. They like Jerry Sandusky. ESPN likes covering up documented reports of children being sodomized because it's just pure evil. All right, I'm going to shut up now. I got is that Marilyn? My eyes must not be as good as they used to be. A little bitty screen up with calls on. I can barely read it. That's Marilyn is Highway Patrol in New York. Cole is military in Montana. We got military, a guy in the military, Jerome in Virginia. I'd already given the number out, and then I thought, hey, we're talking about the military arresting citizens, and then you disappear forever with no trial for no reason. And they say they can kill you if they want and torture you or have a military trial, whatever they want. I mean, this is best in show. If tyranny was a dog show, this is best in show. This is the royal flush. This is the creme de la creme. The cream of the cream. This is the top of the mountain. This is the pyramid summit. This is it. This is Moby Dick of sperm whales. This is the Mike Tyson in his prime of boxers. The Babe Ruth of baseball. The Ayatollah of rock and roller. The Humongous of motorcycle gangs. The Elvis of rock and roll. The Jesus of Christianity, the Buddha of Hinduism, not Hinduism, the Buddha of Buddhist, the Krishna of Hinduism. I mean, you sit here and you look at this and it is so mind-blowing. And it's happened. And now they're just going to slowly roll it out and they'll use it on examples of, turbaned brown people, so it'll be okay. Let's hear from Cole. No, who's first? Let's hear from Marilyn, who's Highway Patrol in New York. Then we'll go to Cole, Martin, Jerome, Ironhead, and others. What's your view on this? Marilyn.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too good. Everything's coming true like I knew it would, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've been following you for a little bit here, and I agree with pretty much everything you've been saying. Just to let you know, New York police officers, they're brainwashed. Okay, most of them. Not all of us, thank God. They've been drinking too much of the Kool-Aid out of the juice containers that the department feeds them. Hopefully some of them will wake up and stop worrying about themselves and start worrying about the oaths that they took. And one of these days, maybe more of us come around.
Well, Marilyn, you know what happens historically, and I want to hear your view on this. When people only start caring about themselves, everybody else just cares about themselves, and civilizations fall. We're going to destroy ourselves by going along to get along. At a certain point, that's what allows the evil to totally take over.
I hear you 100%, and that's why I'm probably one of the few that don't agree with the Kool-Aid mixing and the brainwashing.
So is there any discussion in the New York Highway Patrol about the military not just being now on the streets everywhere, but arresting citizens and citizens disappearing?
I haven't heard of anything to that respect. I'm former military as well, so, I mean, I have strong roots, and I'm just disgusted with the way things are going and how people just, like I said earlier, they just worry about themselves, and that's all they care about is their own little bubbles.
Well, the good news is Marilyn Burmis, who's guest host on the show, made some films here with us. He lives in New York, and he knows a lot of police he's friends with, and he says they're starting to wake up, and I talked to a lot of other police. They're starting to wake up, but I mean, what's the line in the sand? Is there any, with the highway patrol people you know, is there any line in the sand? Will they confiscate the guns if they're told to? Will they go arrest political dissidents if they're told? I mean, is there anything they won't do?
That would be up to the individuals themselves to draw that line in the sand. I know I have my line, and I can only speak for myself.
Okay. Do you ever hear people talk about a line in the sand? I mean, is there any discussion of the way this country's going?
Like I said, most of them are just the brainwash Kool-Aid factor, and mostly what they do is they worry about themselves and their paycheck every 2 weeks.
Well, Marilyn, you're a veteran and a peace officer in the Highway Patrol. I mean, I would imagine, have you thought about what's going to happen if they do try gun confiscation? That is not going to be a very good job to have.
No, it's not. And I'm hoping that my retirement comes before that.
I hear you. God bless you, Marilyn. I appreciate you having the courage to call in. We get some men police officers to call in, but a lot of times it's females. Men have been castrated to a certain extent in this country. I guess it's the new land of the castrated male, home of the Nelly male or something. Let's talk to Jerome, who's military in Virginia. Then we'll go to Cole and others. Jerome, what's your view on all this, this secret arrest, secret detention, into posse comitatus?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. To get straight to the point, me and my friends, you know, the guys I serve, we talk about this on a daily basis. And the thing is, I think there's more military people that will not go along with the arresting of citizens and things of that nature. I think more police on that case will, you know, I guess until it starts to be turned on them. But I think the military, a lot of military actually listen to, you know, a lot of military, you know, they do follow the orders. But, you know, I think there's a lot more military people I know that I'm serving with, I think is waking up to the fact that that they are being used as mercenaries in, you know, different regions of the world. And I think if it all came down to it, I believe that the military will side with the citizens, I think, for the most part. And I know that there will be those that won't at the beginning, I believe, But I do feel that we're in trouble, though, Alex, as far as that goes. You know, I've been following you for years and been preaching, you know, a lot of the same things that you've, you know, talked about to a lot of people around me in my inner circle and things like that. And, of course, I was told, you know, that I'm a tinfoil hat wearer, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, things like that. And now, right now, they just call me Jostradamus, to be honest, because a lot of stuff is coming true you know, about the gold, you know, the physical gold, give physical silver, everything like that. But the Posse Comitatus is I see it here because in where I'm at in Virginia, I'm really by the big naval bases and things like that, you know, and I see it every day, you know, with the checkpoints and things of that nature, the exercises that's going on, the helicopters flying around and different, you know, exercises that's going on, you know, around us. So I see it on a daily basis, and I see it growing on a daily basis. A lot of more night operations and flight operations and things of that nature. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a major gear up. This is in Stars and Stripes 3 years ago. They said, we're preparing to pull triggers on Americans. It's a new mission for us. We're quote, getting used to it. We're going to build up with a core of 4,000 up to 100,000. And finally, they want a standby force of 370-plus thousand. I think it's 379,000. I mean, this is the Army speaking. And it had quotes by this colonel about pulling triggers, and then a week later they pulled that quote out of the article in Stars and Stripes. But, I mean, I've been there. I've witnessed it, and I've got so much family in the military. And it doesn't matter if they're in logistics, in supply, in repairs, or in combat roles. They're all being given the auxiliary training for the first time ever. Some of them in 23 years. For riot control, cordoning, barricading cities. And I'm getting chills right now because you can see it. The global banks have taken over. They're going to stage events where it looks like you're fighting a real enemy. They're going to torture people, bring them out, and they'll confess, domestic groups. And there's going to be a lot of rioting and stuff as the Depression gets worse. And a lot of people, the cops are going to stand down. The military is going to come in and restore order, and that's going to set the precedent. Oh, look, the military's doing a great job. And then they say, those of you that criticize the end of Posse Comitatus, see, you're a bunch of idiots. Look, I can think like the enemy. I've studied them so long. I know how they're going to operate. And it's very simple. Our military men and women are some of the best people out there. I've met them. I know them. My family, you know, right here in Texas is military family. They're good people, but the leadership, it's like Hitler. The average German soldier was brave, moral. Most of them weren't Nazis. But you know what? They were serving evil. I mean, it's kind of like tires on a truck. The tires aren't evil. But when a psycho is driving it and tries to run over people on the street, it's those tires and the bumper that kill people. And the military and the police have to ask that. Are you going to be some mindless machine that does whatever you're told? This is the age-old question. And the story you tell is key. You've got, and I didn't know this when I started out 17 years ago. It'll be 17 years of what in February I've been on air. In the 17 years I've been on air, the first few years I knew about a little bit of history. I knew about tyranny. I knew about the UN. That was about it. And I was kind of like a libertarian-style Republican, Ron Paul type. And I had no idea, Jerome or Josh, I had no idea that once you were attacked and things came true, people would listen to you. I just knew I had to be attacked because I had to warn people and I didn't care about being attacked. But you're absolutely right. You've gone the last few years from being laughed at to now, you know, they call you Jostradamus. And imagine when more of it, how many talk show hosts have heard me say they're going to get rid of Posse Comitatus and say they're going to arrest citizens indefinitely? I thought that would come after they got rid of Posse Comitatus. They just went for it all. Because most of Congress are crooks that have been part of the scams and the bailouts and the insider bid rigging and all of it. They're crooks. Just like when the cops go to a crook's house, sometimes they pull a gun and say, you're not taking me alive. The Congress has grabbed the military and said, you're not taking me alive, and is pointing it at the public now. This is declaring war. Now, just because they passed this doesn't mean they're going to be able to implement it. We've got to say no to this. I know this is new, Jerome, but once you tell your buddies about this now, obviously you've been getting the training. Now they announce why you're getting all the training. Again, that's compartmentalization. True intelligence, though, is seeing the manifestation of the training. That tells you what it is without having the secret memo. Now we have it publicly. What are your buddies going to say now that this has happened?
Well, I think they're going to say, hey, you were right again. You know, because we saw this come, like you say, the training and things like that. You know, because we see some things on the inside that the public don't see first. And things like that. And they're actually, you know, nervous as well, you know, because they see it's coming true and they see, you know, that that the stuff that we actually learned about and found out about, you know, 2-3 years ago, now it's come to fruition. Now they say, okay, so what are we going to do? And to be honest, a lot of them are retiring. A lot of them are getting out of the military so they don't have to follow those orders, so they can be, you know, patriots to the Constitution and the oath that we took.
And by the way, that and the government knows that. And this was 10 years ago in secret documents. Now it's public. The, you know, in the MIAC and Homeland Security and all those reports, you know who they're training these other paramilitary cadres for and the mercenaries for. They have files on all the veterans, and they literally know your profile. And if you're a real American, they hate you. Obviously, who was Hitler's number one enemy? Good people in the military.
Exactly. Exactly. And we all know that. And we're, you know, forming our coalition, you know, of good soldiers, good Marines, good, you know, sailors and airmen, you know, throughout the nation, you know, the different groups throughout the nation, you know, Armed Forces Network, you know, on you know, the YouTube and on Facebook, you know, things like that. There are some good people out there, you know, hopefully, you know, some more good soldiers will come back, some good soldiers will come home, you know, and those that will be able to protect the nation, you know, from the UN soldiers that, you know, right across the border in Canada, right down the border in Laredo, Texas, you know, things like that.
Exactly. So, sir, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to Cole, and then, Ironhead's actually before him, and Martin and Philip and everybody that's holding. But I just want to say briefly, this is so important. The system can't get away with this if you speak out. And it's just like in the old movies where they say, hey, this is a scam, pass it on. Hey, this is a scam, pass it on. Real news and truth has a way of spreading once it gets going that is unstoppable. And it's real simple. Foreign banks have engineered our collapse. They plan on using the military for the takeover like a third world country. Pass it on. It's real simple. It's a foreign banking takeover, just like Europe. They're the ones that did all of this. You know, they want to use the military and police against the public. Let's not go along with this. Pass it on. And the globalists are going to pick up that chatter and back off. Right now they're testing, though. I cannot stress enough to you folks how much danger we're in. I mean, look at the bombing of Pakistan, the Russian ships, the cruise missiles getting moved into Syria. The Israeli former Mossad chief coming out and saying they're planning to attack. It's going to be a catastrophe. Of course it is. And politically, the globalists are going to stage terror attacks. I've been telling you this. It's coming. And it's going to be bad, folks. And they may come arrest people like Alex Jones. And, you know, I've got to make a decision at that point what I do. Because it's one thing if they arrest you through a corrupt court system, at least then you can fight it. Now they could just arrest me and take me and blow my head off. Put me in Nevada acid, and that's the end of it. And, I mean, it's like Stuart Rhodes said the other day with Oath Keepers. He said, there comes a point where they escalate to the point you don't have a choice defensively. It's really sad it's gotten to this point, and it's going to get you're going to look back at this day as the good times. Just like I told you 6 months ago, you're going to look back at this day as the good times. We are a country going into judgment. God isn't going to let us kill 50 million babies, 51 million babies, and get away with it. Not going to happen. Not if we don't repent. And I mean really repent. And repenting means saying you're wrong and then going out there and fighting evil. The proof is that you're standing up against evil. The proof that you've got God in your heart is that you don't have fear. Those of you out there that are paralyzed with fear, I don't know what God you're communicating with. There's only one thing I fear, and that's God. The Bible says the beginning of knowledge is fear of God. And that's not like fear. It's fear of displeasing. It's fear of being bad. It's fear of falling. It's fear of joining all these evil people. Being in with those people. And realizing how close all of us are to that, how weak we all are. I promise I got Nomi Prince, but I want to talk to Cole. I want to talk to Philip. I want to talk to Ironhead. I want to talk to Rico Marine, Recon Marine, Martin, everybody. I'm going to get to you, I promise. John, go through and find out who's got to go the quickest right now, and I'll jam a few in, then we'll go to Nomi Prinz. We'll get to the others, I promise. I will go to you while she's on with us. I'll just bring her on, introduce her, get her take on things, take your calls, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Central. We are here live. We're back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. History is repeating itself. The Republic is, for all intents and purposes, dead politically and in government. Fraud, media manipulation, Ron Paul having the polls cheated, caught over and over again, election fraud all over the country. People say, well, then why have Ron Paul run? To show the fraud. To inject the real issues. You don't expose the fraud by just standing back. You got to attack every angle so that as things implode, people know who to blame. Now, I know that we've got Martins first, and then Ironhead, Cole, Phillip, Recon Marine, and others, because we're getting everybody's take here. We're going to get Nomi Prinz's take, too, on indefinite detention passes It has now passed 93-7 into Posse Comitatus, military on the streets. They've been quietly violating the law for a long time. Now the dam's going to start breaking. But Naomi Prinz, I don't know, back in the 2002, 2003, went public. She was a managing director at Goldman Sachs, spoke out about the derivatives fraud, the corruption, wrote best-selling books. She's a guest here from time to time. She's got a new novel out dealing with the Great Depression that dovetails what's basically we're about to go into here. She joins us today, but we'll also be going to your calls here. But I want to get her take on what's happening with the police state and then what's happening in Europe and this giant power grab that we're witnessing. Naomi Prinz, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Wow, so it's all happening. A breakdown, what's happening financially right now from your expert view and what the next dominoes are to fall.
We saw this week that as we've been talking about, as I've been writing about, and some others, not enough, obviously, that the Fed basically stepped in to supposedly bail out Europe. That's a very, very simplistic and really wrong way of looking at what the Fed did. What the Fed did was use what it called a rescue package for Europe in order to basically rescue again U.S. banks that have had exposure to Europe through a massive increase in derivatives, in leverage, in all sorts of trades, where they basically dared European government after European government to try and deal with them. And as things were falling apart, the Fed stepped in. They looked at the positions of companies like Goldman Sachs. And I believe there were conversations that happened. We don't know about them. These things come out, you know, years later, the calls that happened between the Fed, the Treasury Department, the major bank CEOs. But what we know from the results is a lot of potential money came out again in the guise of helping Europe, but also and only to help the U.S. banks who were looking at losing money through the very bets they placed on Europe. And so yet again, just like we had in the subprime crisis, you know, these banks create these crazy toxic securities, assets, derivatives transactions. They've increased their derivative transactions by 20% just from last year to this year. But going into the subprime crisis, same thing. They dare, they do bad bets, and they get bailed out by the Federal Reserve and the sort of backup of the Treasury Department. And it's just happening again. It's manifesting in Europe. I believe this is something that's continuing around the globe, which is why I think we're in a multi-year depression, and will manifest itself through Asia, will go through Latin America, will come back to the United States. So it's all for the same reasons, that we are bailing out bad bets by U.S. banks, printing money through the Federal Reserve, and being backed by the Treasury Department's philosophy for this.
Naomi, I've noticed that, well, in the case of Corzine and MF Global and others, the former head of Goldman Sachs, they're making 40-1 bets in things and engaging in more derivatives, as you said, more than they were in 2008. So they're continuing the same behavior that got the world in this situation. And the bigger the crisis gets, the more power they get to fix the problem they created.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the Corzine situation, and, you know, he's still has misplaced billions of dollars. You know, he's still not even been indicted for anything, which is insane. I mean, you know, not just for betting against various sovereigns countries in Europe, but also for misplacing, you know, the money that was trusted for whatever reason, but trusted to MF Global to be segregated from his own bets. And that obviously didn't happen. But you're right. There's this daring, and it happened here. It's happening in Europe. And the reason it's happening more larger now, and why the derivatives positions are bigger now than they were before the first set of bailouts after the 2008 crisis, is because banks saw, hey, you know what, we can do whatever we want. We will get bailed out. We will get 0% loans to do other transactions, and that's exactly what they did. They dabbled in commodities for a little bit, did a lot of volatility, a lot of chaos in the commodities market, but then they said, you know what, a better place to do this is in Europe. And they went from country to country. They increased their bets against countries as they went from Ireland to Greece to Italy to Spain, under the cover of the main media saying, oh, these economies are just falling. Just like the U.S. economy supposedly just fell, as if it wasn't pushed to fall by the fact that we're printing money to save the bets of banks. And it's the exact same thing. It's on a bigger scale now. It's more global, as the financial community is global anyway. And there's more governments involved. But it's the same game, same rules for them, just different trades.
So where do we go from here? What's going to happen next?
Well, you know, the markets definitely loved the fact that the Fed, you know, coordinated this, you know, this action with the ECB, Bank of England, and so forth, because they like cheap money. And they like to know, and bank stocks rallied on this as well, that whatever muck, whatever dirt, whatever bad transactions, whatever risk is on the books of these banks, it will be taken care of. So what happens? The banks go in, they leverage more, they bet bigger because they just got, you know, a really nice present instead of a smack in the face and a breaking up of their size. So I think that continues to happen. You know, I was looking at what's going on, for example, in China. JP Morgan Chase has had a lot of sort of ads, but really articles/ads in some of the China daily papers saying, you know, we're coming here. 30% of their profits are international. And again, when we say profits, we could mean derivative bets that get backed by central banks. But that's what they're saying. They're opening more communications, betting bigger there because they've noticed that Europe, you know, the game might be almost over. They bet big. They've got it sustained. They've got it backed. And so now where's the next place to go? And the next place to really go is Asia. Europe will continue to play itself out, I think, over the next year or so. But they're really gearing up to say, okay, well, you know, we're going to move around the globe, and that's what's happening. I read an article, actually, that was in a student newspaper in Syracuse, because there's a bunch of J.P. Morgan officials telling them that the place to be right now is China and Asia, China and India, because that's where they are focusing their growth. Meanwhile, and it's not really in the news, they're firing people here.
Well, that's been the globalist admitted CFR, Trilateral Commission plan for at least 30 years, is to destroy our countries financially, suck everything out of them, and then move to China and other areas in Asia. And so while all this is happening, we see them now in Europe creating austerity, taking over the countries, and the controlled media never really points out that most of this debt that we're being told Americans and Europeans owe isn't even their debt. It's the derivative. So you worked at Goldman Sachs at the highest levels. What is the strategic planning? I mean, obviously, they have to have an end game to this. It's not just about making money because the central banks issue the currency and credit. It's about political power. So what is their end game in this overall strategy? And because they've spent decades getting their operatives into every major regulatory and government executive position, is that why they're so openly criminal? Because they literally can do whatever they want?
They are doing whatever they want. The difference now, or the increased difference now over the last 30 years or so, is not only, you know, for example, does Goldman have people, you know, running Italy and running Greece and, you know, running the European central banks, but that they're also, the growth of the derivatives market has increased so much and has accelerated so much. First, since the 2008 crisis, when banks realized they could do whatever they wanted anyway and get away with it anyway, and they piled on positions because they had all this cheap money. They had all this 0% money from the Fed. That's why the U.S. banks are leading this degradation across the globe, because they had the cheap money first, and they got it from the Fed, from the Treasury Department. And where do? They bet with it. The derivatives market that has grown by 20% just in the last year. The credit derivatives market, when I wrote that book, when I wrote Other People's Money, the credit derivatives market was tiny. It was nascent. And right now it's a $32 trillion market, which has a lot more risk attached to it. The entire derivatives market is $707 trillion. It's many, many GDPs over. And what it really is controlled by just a few banks. Four banks in our country, right, control 95% of derivatives. They control $249 trillion worth of risk.
From your research,
massive.
From your research, break down who's at the top of the pyramid, the four big U.S. banks, the two or three big European ones.
Yeah, well, the four big U.S. banks, there's J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the top, and then sort of tied for second, third, and fourth is Citibank, Bank of America, and Goldman. But What no one really looks at is how many assets these banks really have, which is, you know, deposits, loans, things with real physical assets attached to them, our money, for example. And J.P. Morgan Chase has over $1 trillion worth of assets, and they have about 5 or 6 times that in derivatives. Now, Goldman Sachs, which is just kind of a fourth in that top four, they only have $88 billion of assets. They have $48 trillion of derivatives, meaning that 7% of global derivatives. J.P. Morgan Chase is 11%. The other two are around those figures as well. So you're talking about, you know, a few banks really controlling, you know, massive parts of the derivatives market globally. I don't have the figures, but, you know, you have SocGen, you have UBS, you have Deutsche Bank, and they're probably somewhere also within that, you know, 7% to 11, you know, to 10% range. And then there's several other banks throughout the world that are sort of 1 to 2%, and then everybody else has, like, you know, crumbs off of this derivatives project.
Sure. What about the article I saw in USA Today a month ago that $79 trillion in derivatives has been moved by Bank of America over into a taxpayer-backed account, and they may want a bailout of that?
Well, that's exactly right. Bank of America, as we know, is an insolvent bank. And we know, you and me and a lot of your audience. But what happened is that Merrill Lynch, which had a massive derivatives book to begin with, that's why it was going to go bankrupt in the fall of 2008. What happened was it was run by John Thain, who was an old Goldman Sachs co-president. And the Fed and Treasury Department said, hey, you know what? How about instead of you dissolving, we just give you to Bank of America, whatever. We'll just back you. And so Bank of America took Merrill Lynch. Obviously, it had Countrywide as well, which is a toxic company, and it's still undergoing tons of fraud and all sorts of criminal investigations by attorney generals, not so much by the government outside of that. But anyway, Merrill Lynch had all these derivatives that were just festering. And I wrote about this in A Taste of Pillage. And what happened was in the last month is that the shareholders and the derivatives partners of Merrill Lynch said Bank of America had just gotten downgraded. That meant that Bank of America wasn't as credit worthy to be on the other side of the derivatives transactions with their customers, the big customers, the big other banks. And so what we want is the Merrill Lynch stuff to at least move into the part of Bank of America that is more credit worthy. Okay, so there was the part that was more speculative that was downgraded. The big part where all of the people's deposits and loans are was also downgraded, but not as much. So all the Merrill partners said, you know what, can you just move it over there so we have a better rating, so it's cheaper to keep those derivatives going. And so we're more certain that Bank of America won't fail on them to us. And
okay.
So
okay, let me ask you this question, and we're going to go to calls. I mean, I know they planned all this as a way to bring down governments, take over, but they've done such a good job at wrecking things. They've been exposed. I don't see any way they're going to get away with this. And as you pointed out, and other economists have pointed out, it's a black hole. It's impossible to ever pay back. They can't convince the public forever. It's our debt when, again, over 90% of it globally is their fraudulent made-up debt. And so they're living on a prayer. They're living on a hoax that people don't call their bluff. And I see the only way they're going to try to stay in power is stage terror attacks, new wars. That's why we're seeing the Senate pass a law that citizens can just be disappeared. The military can arrest you. All of this is happening. What's your view on that? And then I'm going to go to calls from military and police officers and others that have called in on that subject. This indefinite detention, the bedrock, hallmark, bellwether certification that you're living in a super tyranny.
Well, the whole notion of this police state and you know, is basically to keep people quiet. It's to keep them from, you know, looking into what's really going on. And if there are any sort of you know, clawbacks from a population standpoint to quiet it, to dampen it, because when you have this sort of financial terrorism going throughout the world, and it's the money that controls all of this, you know, whether it's a military operation that's new somewhere or whatever, you know, somewhere in that equation, you know, there's defense contractors making some money, but beyond that, honestly, there are banks betting on what will happen. and so sort of increasing, you know, the sort of overall risk in the world, which, yeah, you're right, it has nothing to do with individuals. Our debt here in the United States, $14 trillion of debt. The banks have $249 trillion of derivatives. So it obviously isn't us. But to subdue discontent, information gathering, the public disclosure of that information, just helps to propagate all of this crime. Because if no one's around to call it out, or no one can call it out, or people being jailed to call it out, or journalists are even being jailed to call it out, then you have a situation where information becomes really hard to go by, and it allows those in control to stay in control because the dissent is just squelched.
Well, I just want listeners to know, and most people figure this out now, over the years, detractors, COINTELPRO have said I'm a fearmonger predicting all of this. History's pretty wild. History's pretty scary. And we're definitely going down a very nasty path. Unfortunately, it's all coming true, in some cases worse than I thought it would and quicker. And I just hope people realize, you know, a full spectrum of our guests and other even, you know, mainline researchers agree now, we're in a whole lot of trouble. And this culture of denial has allowed this to happen, Nomi.
No, I agree. I'm whenever I get emails, and I'm sure you get more from people saying, you know, thanks for sharing information, because we're not getting this from mainstream media. We're not getting these details. Because there's these pat stories, you know, like in Europe. Oh, the European countries are doing bad, so we're helping them out. No, that's not the case. We have banks that bet on them and have gotten bailed out. You know, so
yeah, the banks are getting our money in a bailout, which isn't a bailout. It's a robbery. Nomi, stay there. Call straight ahead.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Okay, we're back. I'm Family Friends is our guest for 5 minutes of the next hour. Then Bob Chapman joins us. We'll continue with news and open phones. Some of the articles I have is from Japan to Ireland to the U.S. Politicians and others are calling for lithium to be added to the water to calm the public. Now, we know they've actually been doing this for a while, but now they're just admitting it. Boy, I tell you, there is no end to these people. This is out of the Irish Times. I want to plug something. Not only everybody can listen to the radio show on XM, AM, FM, all of those systems. But if you want to actually see the radio show and support us and see the nightly news show, subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv. And one of the IT guys over PrisonPlanet.tv just came in here and said, hey, we haven't gotten rid of that 15-day free trial yet. So I thought we were getting rid of it at the end of November. And he goes, no, it's gone tonight. It'll be gone this afternoon. So if you want the 15-day free trial, it ends today. I thought it ended 2 days ago. And we also, of course, have the new special for the month of December, 44% off on a yearly membership, 5.3 months free when you buy 6.7 months. And your support does finance our news operation in the face of the globalists, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to go to some phone calls for Nomi Prinz, but Nomi, I mean, what's coming next if they say the military can secretly arrest you and hold you for life and no one knows where you went? I mean, this is literally the disappearances they talk about in North Korea.
No, it's so sad. It's that suppression of contempt. We're supposed to be a democracy. You know, we're supposed to be able to express information and opinions and everything else as long as we're not hurting anyone. And obviously doing so isn't hurting anyone unless you're getting violent with it, which isn't the intent of what's going on now. The intent is really to just quell information, journalism, discontent, and it's amazing in a world in which there is so much that needs to be extracted, that needs to be made light, because things are more rapidly decaying now. The derivative stuff it sounds all techie, but I mean, it's not. We're talking about, capital that used to be just decimating and causing depressions in the 20s when it was easy to sort of understand it. Now it's more complex, but it's much
more fraudulent garbage that they sold into the market that they make money on the front end with, and then they make us bail it out on the back end. It's incredible theft. Cole in, where are you calling from, Cole? You're in the military. You say you're concerned about this. Where are you calling from?
That's Missouri.
Okay, Missouri. Give us your view on what's happening.
Okay, well, just give you a little bit of history myself. I'm former active duty, current National Guardsman. I was there on the ground July 12, 2007 during the Apache check. I was in a different company, though. I just wanted to hit on a few things real quick. Yesterday I was scanning a story on Yahoo about Ron Paul, and you see all the comments, and it's just, people that are bashing see it all, just, negative comments, they're all hidden, and then, the story just disappears. So you see the psyop going on with that. The current state of the National Guard unit I'm in, I'm getting out here in just a few months, but one of the guys there, he was all fired up about the Fast and the Furious thing, and we talked about it for a little while, and here came September 11th, and he posted something on Facebook and said, everyone needs to shut up about this inside job thing. And I posted back. I was like, hey, we're all fired up, about them shipping 2,000 guns across the border to Mexico. The government would never, do anything like 9/11. He's like, well, point taken, I guess. So, you just got to point little things out to that to people.
Let's get caught doing this stuff all the time. It doesn't mean there aren't terrorists somewhere, but the point is most of this stuff is provocateur or manufactured. Well, talking to your friends in the National Guard, are they concerned about this?
Quite a few of them are. A lot of them gotten out. A lot of them, they signed long contracts, so they're just stuck with it. But a good number of them are. Then, there's always the guys that are just oblivious to everything and are just there for whatever reason.
Well, no doubt we moved 2 minutes closer to midnight. Thank you. 5 more minutes with Nomi Prinz. We'll get her take on this. Talk to Recon Marine and others straight ahead. And then Bob Chapman joins us, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other news we haven't covered, including the power plant shutdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.